Bristol Myers, NVIDIA team up to build Pharma's most powerful AI supercomputer. Bristol Myers Squibb and NVIDIA announced Monday they will construct what both companies describe as the most advanced and energy-efficient AI supercomputer system in the biopharma industry, a move that repositions BMS from conventional drug developer to compute-native pharmaceutical platform at a moment when the gap between AI-enabled and AI-adjacent pharma is becoming a competitive moat. The partnership deepens an existing relationship between the two companies, though the financial terms of the arrangement were not disclosed. What is clear is the strategic intent. BMS is making a structural bet that raw computational power, not incremental pipeline additions, will define drug discovery economics in the next decade. The announcement, reported by Endpoints News on July 20, 2026, offers no detail on capital expenditure, hardware configuration, or timeline to full deployment. No executive quotes were available from the paywalled full text of the Endpoints News report. The announcement itself, framing this as the most powerful AI system in biopharma, carries the weight of a competitive declaration rather than a routine infrastructure upgrade. The nut: every major pharmaceutical company now faces a binary. Either build or acquire the compute infrastructure to run large-scale biological models, or cede the earliest and most capital-efficient stages of drug discovery to those who have. BMS is choosing to build. The downstream implication for deal flow, R&D productivity metrics, and asset valuations across the sector is material. Compute as competitive moat. Why this is not an IT story strip away the press release language, and this announcement is about R&D cost structure. Traditional drug discovery from target identification through lead optimization costs hundreds of millions of dollars and takes years. AI-driven platforms, when operating at sufficient scale, compress that timeline and reduce attrition by improving the probability of clinical success at the preclinical stage. NVIDIA's role here is not incidental. The company's GPU architecture has become the de facto standard for training and running large biological language models, protein folding predictions, and molecular simulation workloads. BMS is not simply buying cloud credits. Building a dedicated on-premise or co-located supercomputer signals a commitment to data sovereignty, model customization, and throughput that commodity cloud contracts cannot replicate. Our view, the phrase energy efficient, in BMS's own description is worth attention. Data center power consumption has become a board-level issue for hyperscalers and, increasingly, for large enterprises running dedicated AI infrastructure. A pharma company leading with energy efficiency as a product feature, not an afterthought, suggests the system was designed with long-term operational cost in mind. That matters for margin modeling. For institutional investors, the relevant comparison is not BMS versus other pharma companies. It is BMS versus the AI-native drug discovery startups, companies like Recursion Pharmaceuticals, Isomorphic Labs, and InSilico Medicine, that have built compute infrastructure as their primary asset. BMS is attempting to internalize that capability inside a fully integrated pharmaceutical company with late-stage assets, commercial infrastructure, and regulatory experience. That combination, if it delivers on R&D throughput, is structurally difficult for pure-play AI biotech to replicate. The NVIDIA Pharma Wedge, a platform play in a regulated industry, NVIDIA's strategy across healthcare and life sciences has followed a consistent pattern: establish hardware dominance, then build software and ecosystem layers that create switching costs. Its Clara platform for medical imaging and its partnerships across genomics and drug discovery reflect a deliberate expansion into regulated industries where compute requirements are growing exponentially. The BMS deal, details of which were not made public, fits that pattern. NVIDIA gains a marquee pharma reference customer, a data-centric partner with decades of proprietary biological data, and a proof of concept for what biopharma-scale AI infrastructure looks like in practice. BMS gains access to hardware priority, technical integration support, and the credibility of co-developing with the world's leading GPU manufacturer. The financial terms of the BMS-NVIDIA supercomputer partnership were not disclosed. Investors cannot yet size the capital commitment or model the depreciation impact on BMS's cost structure. What this signals, NVIDIA is executing a vertical integration of AI infrastructure into every capital-intensive industry where data volume and model complexity are accelerating. Pharma, with its vast proprietary datasets, regulatory requirements for model validation, and multi-billion-dollar R&D budgets, is a natural and large target. Sector context: the AI arms race inside drug development, the BMS-NVIDIA announcement, arrives inside a broader restructuring of how the pharmaceutical industry allocates R&D capital. The traditional model, high-volume compound screening followed by iterative clinical testing, carries an industry-wide failure rate that has compressed returns on R&D investment for years. AI-driven platforms promise to change the denominator of that calculation by improving target selection, predicting toxicity earlier, and optimizing trial design. Whether they deliver at scale remains an open empirical question. But the capital is moving regardless. Separately, the broader healthcare sector faces mounting regulatory and operational pressure. An Iowa State Medicaid audit covering records from 2019 through 2021 found that one large pharmacy benefit manager appeared to have made more than $100 million by adjusting payments to pharmacies without returning savings to managed care plans, according to Iowa officials. The finding illustrates how opaque cost structures in pharmaceutical distribution continue to attract regulatory scrutiny, a risk that sits in the background for any company whose commercial model depends on Medicaid reimbursement. On the telehealth front, a Stat investigation published the same day reported that LifeMD, a telehealth company listed by Novo Nordisk on its website as a provider, offering legitimate medicine sourcing and patient support for GLP-1 drugs, faced allegations from 5 former employees and 2 lawsuits filed by former top leaders that the company pressured clinicians to review as many as 25 patient cases per hour based solely on electronic forms, equivalent to roughly 2 minutes per case. LifeMD denied the allegations. The story underscores a structural vulnerability across the GLP-1 distribution ecosystem. The speed of commercial scaling has outrun clinical governance in parts of the telehealth channel. These data points are not directly connected to BMS's AI strategy, but they frame the regulatory temperature of the healthcare sector in mid-2026. Pharma companies deploying AI in clinical workflows will face the same scrutiny that telehealth platforms are now encountering. Investment positioning: what private equity and institutional capital should track for institutional investors. 3 variables determine whether the BMS-NVIDIA partnership creates durable equity value or becomes an expensive infrastructure write-down. R&D productivity lift, measured in time and capital. The thesis requires that the supercomputer accelerates BMS's pipeline from target to IND in measurable ways. If BMS begins reporting shortened preclinical timelines or improved phase transition probabilities, the market will reprice R&D productivity into the multiple. Partnership deal flow as a signal. Companies that build proprietary AI infrastructure at this scale typically monetize it through partnerships. If BMS begins licensing platform access to smaller biotechs or structuring co-discovery deals where the AI system is a contributed asset, that creates a new revenue line with high margins and validates the infrastructure investment. Capital allocation discipline. The terms of the BMS-NVIDIA deal are not public. Until they are, investors cannot model the CapEx impact. Any guidance on total system cost, depreciation schedule, or operational expense associated with running the supercomputer will be material to near-term earnings models. Caption, key, undisclosed variables from the BMS NVIDIA supercomputer announcement. Investors should track BMS earnings calls and NVIDIA partner disclosures for updates. The Placamium view, the BMS NVIDIA announcement, is being read by most of the market as a technology story. It is not. It is a vertical integration story. BMS is internalizing a capability that the market currently prices into a separate bucket of AI-native biotech valuations. If BMS can demonstrate that its on-premise supercomputer produces drug candidates with meaningfully higher phase 2 success rates than its historical baseline, the stock will trade on a hybrid multiple that blends traditional pharma cash flow with platform optionality. That re-rating has not happened yet, and it will not happen until the company puts data behind the claim. The second-order play is in partnership dynamics. Small and mid-cap biotechs that lack compute infrastructure will increasingly seek to co-develop assets with large pharma companies that have it, rather than building their own or relying on third-party AI vendors. BMS, with a stated best-in-class system, becomes a preferred partner for exactly those biotechs. That shifts deal economics in BMS's favor on licensing terms, equity participation, and option structures. The risk the market is not pricing. Regulatory agencies, particularly the FDA, are still developing frameworks for validating AI-generated evidence in drug applications. A company that builds its entire discovery stack on a proprietary AI system faces model interpretability requirements that do not yet have clear regulatory resolution. That creates a tail risk for late-stage assets where AI-derived insights are embedded in the IND or non-disclosure agreement package. Placamium's read is that BMS is correctly identifying where durable competitive advantage will be built in the next decade and is moving ahead of most of its large-cap peers. The execution risk is real. The capital commitment is unknown, and the regulatory pathway for AI-derived data is still being written. But the direction is right. Institutions with a 5-year horizon should treat this as a signal of where R&D capital in pharma is concentrating, and position accordingly across the AI-enabled drug discovery ecosystem. The bottom line, BMS and NVIDIA are building what they call pharma's most powerful AI supercomputer. The financial terms are undisclosed, the deployment timeline is unspecified, and the R&D productivity targets are unquantified. None of that changes the structural logic. Compute capacity is becoming a primary input to drug discovery, and BMS is betting that owning the infrastructure beats renting it. The companies that internalize this capability earliest will define pipeline economics for the rest of the decade. Watch BMS's next 2 earnings calls for the first data points that either validate or challenge that bet.